September 30th, what did I learn today? I learned that I am very well on my way to changing a habit fairly consistently. And it's not eating late at night, which I had a huge problem with for a really long time. Not every night, but it's like, there's like this period of time where I'm just like, oh man, like I could really go for a snack right now. And I'm like, I am hungry. Like I legit could eat, but I also could just go to bed and then eat later tomorrow. And I just had a really bad habit of doing that. And I like really tried hard and focused for like, I don't know how long it's been now. I think I've made some changes to my diet. It's been like 2 to 3 weeks, and just how much I'm eating, when I'm eating, what I'm eating is still, it's not exactly the same. Like I've definitely made healthier choices in what I'm eating, but it's mainly been how much and when. So smaller portions, a little more throughout the day kind of thing, and really focusing on not eating after supper, which again, depending on the day, and it was also easier because I was going to the gym really early in the morning too, so I'd go to bed early. And now because my knees, it's a little harder to maintain that. But anyway, it's just one of those things where, like, I describe it as, like, this headache thing that happens to me sometimes. I'll, like, have a really bad headache, and I'll take something for it, and very slowly, I'll come to the realization, like, oh, man, like, because for the first bit, it's like, man, I need this headache to go away. Like, I got this migraine. Like, it needs to go away. And then an hour later, I might be like, oh, man, I just realized I don't have that headache anymore, and that feels so good because it just so subtly, gradually went away. And I think with creating this habit of, like, not eating late at night or after supper at all, it kind of crept up on me, like, oh, wait, I don't have the desire to do it nearly as much as I did. And when I do have the desire for it, I generally can just be like, no, I don't need to do that. I'm just going to get ready. I'm going to go to bed or whatever I need to do. I don't need to have that thing. It's just, it's easier to say no to the craving. So that's what I learned today. September 1st. It is not September 1st. I'm a fiend and a liar. It's not even September. Wow. I thought I was just wrong about the date. I'm wrong about the month. It is October 2nd. But I'm talking about what I learned yesterday, October 1st. So yesterday, my new roommate moved in, and I was just reflecting. I don't know why this came up this morning, but it was just like, I don't know, reflecting on the day, just like not trying to, just, I was trying to sleep this morning and it wasn't happening. I keep getting up. That's neither here nor there. Anyway, and I've talked before in a conversation about representation and how that can matter and my mixed feelings about it over time. But it was interesting because my roommate is a, I will say, a person of color as a broad umbrella. And one of the things, and how things just, even how we connected basically, was through music. And he has, I mean, he's actually a little older than I am. And just, you know, born in Canada, just lived in Canada for the majority of his life. And I felt that culturally, there are things about us that are incredibly similar. Just like, despite being people of color and very different people of color, different races, different ethnicities, I don't know the proper verbiage half the time, but there was this bond of music and more than just that. But it's just this interesting thing where, like, when I was growing up, specifically, like, formative years being, you know, tweens and teenage years, I was in small town Saskatchewan with 2,500 people, where in which about 5 of those people were people of color. So there wasn't a lot of that representation, but also just, like, the stuff that I was into, how I expressed myself visually, and also just music and whatever, there wasn't another person that I saw that was like that, or knew about, that was at all, let alone a person of color that was like that. So I get weirded out calling myself a person of color unless it's a really formal thing, like they're asking me about it on a job application or something. Anyway,
I don't remember what I was saying. I was just reflecting, yeah. I was just like, how in my life, even up to this point, we're talking like 37 years. I don't know why I had to whisper that. I can't think of a person that I have met that is a person of color or just a non-Caucasian person, a non-white person that I've met in person or spent time with in person in order to know them just a little bit that is as diverse in some of their musical tastes and their interests and feel culturally very similar. Not similar enough where like, wow, we are the same. But like, it's kind of like, he's an artist, I'm an artist. Just, we practice different arts, different types of visual art, different types of even just like musical stuff, because my musical ability is almost nil. But just like interests in art and being an artist and being creative are there. And man, this is turning more into a conversation than a what did I learn today. But well, that's just what it is. So I'm just giving you background because I feel like it's necessary, but I'm very verbose and it's hardly necessary half the time. I just haven't met somebody with that much similarity. And it was interesting because I didn't feel like, wow, I'm not alone. Like, look at me. I've been independent for so long in so many different ways since I was a child, like 8 years old, that I don't feel like I've needed that, but it's nice. It's just like, that's kind of cool. I was just like, you know, going from like both of us enjoying the music that I was playing and then he was playing and it being so similar that it was just like, I don't know, we're talking about Trooper and Bright White Sports Car and how that was in his head earlier. And then we're listening to just like 70s and 80s hits, rock and pop hits, and just he's singing along. And then going from that to like KMFDM and Birthday Massacre and just like, I don't know. It was just really interesting. And it was just nice. It was like, oh, I don't know. That would have been cool no matter who you were. Like, that would have been cool. Like, again, like just that diversity I really haven't found in people much. Then again, like a lot of my close friends are, there's like a bit of an age gap. There's like 5 years for like the majority of my close friends where I'm 5 years older. So there's like some stuff there that I feel that it affects it culturally, musically, whatever. And I just don't have I don't get to know very many people because of the other things that I value in people, not just their musical tastes and diversity in what they enjoy. And there's way more that I could list there. Like, I don't want to tell you all. There's just like other interests and other media that are so similar and diverse as well, or very adjacent. Like, they're similar enough. Whether it be, yeah, I'm not even going to get into it. There's other stuff with like, whether it be literature, just again, media being books, comics, graphic novels, movies, TV shows, music. And so I just learned yesterday. I don't know. Maybe I had the initial feeling yesterday, but I understood it today. I'm still going to call it October 1st learning, just that it feels nice. I don't know how to cap that off. I just learned that I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. There's other folks that are people of color that have those diverse interests. And it's not just like that's the thing. I learned the different, I was thinking about it on the way to the Y. This is why I'm in my car right now. The difference between theory and practice with that, like in theory, I know that there's other people of color. I'm sure there's other like Chilean people that are born Canadian, Chileans, I don't know, whatever, that could be the same age as me and whatever else and might have so much similarity with all those things. I know that that is statistically a high probability. I know that there are other people of color who have these similar interests. Like, I know that in theory, but being around it and putting it into practice, seeing it in practice and connecting with that in person is so different. And that's what I learned. October 2nd. What I learned today, it's really funny because if I do like videos back to back, like sometimes I'll bust out 3 reviews in one day and I'll try to like change my appearance slightly. I'm not going to go as far as like changing clothes, but I'm like, oh, it feels weird to just like do videos back to back, and I want people to think they're different days. I don't know why. It's silly. Which is why I change filters. Or like, oh, I put my hood on now. Whoa, it's different day. Anyway, what I learned today, October 2nd. Man, I feel really good right now. That's a whole different thing because of just working out and stuff. What I learned today, I forgot all about it. What did I learn today? I learned how basketball can teach me some restraint, or me using the tool of basketball. I can teach myself restraint through that. Because my knees have been messed up for 2 weeks because I went too ham with basketball. And I won't get into all the technical stuff, but basically today I ended up doing using a workout machine for a bit, and then I was like, hey, I'm going to go, like, it was just really hard to see the court, the empty basketball court, and not put a ball in my hands and feel it. So I just did some shooting. I didn't do any jumping, and I didn't do any running, and I wasn't there very long. I just did some foul shots, and I worked on some ball handling at a slow pace. And I really want, like, I don't want to wreck my knee. One of my knees feels really good, but the other knee is still not doing well. And I just don't want to re-injure it to a point where it takes even longer and longer and longer before I can get back on the court at 100%. So I learned that I can use basketball to teach myself healthy restraint, which I have had really difficulty with. I don't like restraint.
I guess this is a combination of October 3rd and 4th of what did I learn today. Because some of it is like the epiphany or the sentiment was expressed on a certain day, and then I had reflections on it later. Yeah. I guess there's two things. And one of them, I had something that was kind of fun, and I forgot all about that. Probably because it doesn't matter. My short-term memory is garbage right now. I'll get back to that in a second. So one thing that I learned is that right now, maybe not right now, but the other day, like on the 3rd, or the 2nd? The 3rd? The 2nd. I learned that I would just love to get hit by a car right now and just be, or something equivalent that's not my fault, and I would just love to be like, I don't want permanent damage. I just want rest. I want rest because I am so exhausted of a lot of different things, some of which I spoke about in the conversation about A Case for Hedonism, which is probably the wrong title for it, but whatever. I need rest, but I can't afford to rest. And that's that whole thing of like not having the luxury of falling apart. Because of finances, because of where I'm at career-wise, all those things. I don't get to have that luxury. But my body needs it. My mind, my heart, my soul, whatever. My being as a whole needs it. And I don't have that luxury. And it's a thing of like, hey, I'm getting a lot of work right now. I went the first 2 weeks with no work. I went the 3rd week of having a day and a half of work. And then the 4th week, I'm working every single day this week. I just finished my 3rd day in a row. That is not the only reason I'm exhausted. It's because the quality of the work, 2 out of 3 of those days was horrendous. Monday, Tuesday was like blacklist worthy of like, I'm never going back to that situation again. I can't mentally, emotionally afford to do it. And in saying all that to my counselor, I was like, I just wish that I got hit by a car right now. And I was got a broken leg or whatever. And I just couldn't. I was laid up in the hospital for like a week, and I just read books and write and just friggin' just whatever. There's things that have to get sorted out, but I'm doing everything I can every day to put myself in a good position, and I'm not seeing any payoff. And that has been like the theme for months. And there's like little blips of like, oh, you know what, maybe that'll be okay. And like things are looking up or whatever. And then it just goes back to like, no, actually that didn't pan out at all. And there you go. I think I just realized where that phrase came from, pan out. I wonder if that has to do with like gold and minerals and like mining and just like in the rivers and stuff where you would have like a pan and you would sift and pick out the minerals and stuff. Anyway, the other thing I learned, other than that I wish I could get hit by a car right now and survive, but just be injured enough to not be physically able to do some of the things that I am able to do right now. I don't feel able to do them mentally and emotionally, but I'm doing it anyway because I don't have another choice, which furthers the burnout, right? What was the other thing that I learned? I don't know. I don't remember. I guess, let's talk about that. I learned that, oh, that's what it was, that just being in survival mode for this long and being so past it, like I don't feel doomed, like the anxiety, it's almost like I don't feel it very often. And it's not to the extreme that I used to feel it. I'm just tired. I'm just tired and exhausted. And I'm beyond it. And I'm like resigned to like my fate to a degree. But I could only hold that for so long. And I'm just so much in survival mode. Like that I, as my counselor said, like, you can't sustain this. And I was like, okay, but I don't have a choice either. I can't just take work off when I have work. When there's actually work to be had. And it's not like a horrible situation. And some of it is going in blind. Some of this is like going in for people I've never gone in for before. I don't know what it's going to be like and having to take that gamble, but I'm in survival mode and it's exhausting and I'm losing, like my memory right now is such trash because of the amount of stress and being in this position. So those are two things I learned today. Sorry, they're not, no, I'm not sorry. That's what I learned today.
I don't know if this really counts, but what I learned today, October 5th, what I learned today is that I think the main reason that I'm not able to tell you what I learned today recently with much more consistency, or with the consistency that I had before, isn't because I've fallen out of the habit, it's because I'm not retaining, I'm not learning, and I'm not retaining, and I'm not remembering anything I've retained, which is the same thing as retaining. So, which I've already talked about why that would be, and that is just a mass amount of stress and anxiety and exhaustion and tired, which is all the same thing, basically. So, yeah, basically what I learned today is that's the reason that I'm not just like, I'm just in survival mode, and that is impacting my ability to learn and retain the things that I may have learned. Because I guess I could have learned a thing and been like, oh, wow, like I didn't realize that. That's a, yeah, I got it. And then it's completely out of my mind. So I'm completely out of my mind. Hell yeah. Good day.